Well, we're going to have a hearing, and we'll have folks come to testify in the hearing and give their stories with regard to why it should be deregulated and legalized in Maryland. No hearing in the Senate is problematic, obviously, if a vote's not going to be taken.
Actually, they had a, I should say there's been a hearing, no vote on recreational.
Again, I don't know what the next month will hold. I do know I have a hearing tomorrow. I've got hundreds of young people, old people coming to talk about why marijuana should be taxed, regulated, and sold legally in Maryland. It may have some impact upon what the senators do. Sometimes Senate bills move us. Sometimes the House bills move the Senate. I'm not giving up hope, but it's certainly something that we need to have that conversation about.
Are you less confident now than before you heard what the Senate, in terms of getting it passed?
You know, confidence is in the eye of the beholder. I'm very confident about why this bill needs to be passed.
Sure.
I'm very confident about the fact that there's a need to keep some young people from getting records. And if we keep telling this story loud and clear so that everybody can hear it over and over again, it will sink in. It may not sink in this year, it'll sink in next year, but it will sink in that this is not that dangerous a drug.
Okay, thank you, sir.